Okay. But now, what about the interview? What? The interview with Tim Henson. What should I do with the interview? What do you want to do with it? You want to do it? Well, I want to do it. I mean, I think it's effective. But this distorted view stuff, I don't know about it. And Mega 14 out, indeed. I mean, Rocco, he still has to be there. I don't know anything. Things will change next year. Things will change next year. No doubt about it.
You're listening to the best of Distorted View Daily.
Try sticking a finger inside your hole.
Wow, it feels nice. Can I try sticking two fingers up my pussy?
Now, Muffy, you don't want to be a whore, do you?
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT. The best place to talk about sex and more.
Hey, honey. This is Bambi. I understand you want to take a shit on my chest and then titty fuck me. You're in luck. That's our specialty here at 1-800-WET-SHIT. Gotta quit these damn things.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, August 26, 2005. Coming up on the program today, porn in your pants, dead people in your freezer, and urine in your coffee. Plus, it's time for another installment of Tim pretends to be a 14-year-old girl and has phone sex with pedophiles. And we'll do your emails and all that other bullshit. It's all happening right here, right now, on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey guys, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for joining us on the Big Friday podcast. We're ending the week right with some crazy, bizarre news stories. And a little something extra. It's a bit we rarely do, but it's fun. It's called Tim pretends to be a 14-year-old girl and has phone sex with pedophiles or something like that. Real, it's a charming title. But basically, I get on one of those voice chat programs, and I set up a profile saying I'm a 14-year-old girl named Katie. Put a fake picture on there. Some picture I found on Google Images. Not really sure of the legality surrounding that. But then, the second I get online, boom, 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 I'm bombarded with horny men wanting to chat with Katie. A lot of foreign men, by the way. There must be a lot of foreign Skype users, because every time that I've done this, it's always like someone from, you know, the Ukraine or something wanting to bang this 14-year-old girl. But what I found, when I originally conceived this bit, it was to really showcase how pervy these old guys could be. But as I've done this, I've realized these guys pussyfoot around the topic of sex. They're very careful. And all Katie wants to do is fuck, and she'll let you know that, you know, she wants a cock in her. So she's always... she seems to be the aggressive one, so who knows what this bit is really about. It's just me being stupid, basically. And this thing is voice chat, so I do have to sound like a girl. So I'm talking like this, right? And surprisingly, very few people catch on and say, hey, wait a second, you're a dude. Most people just go with the flow, they let their dick do the thinking, and so there you have it. So that's pretty much the bit. Again, just to recap, I'm pretending to be a 14-year-old girl named Katie. I'm talking to some foreign guy who wants to bang me. All right, take a listen to this phone call.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
I'm good.
I'm Saeed from Western Sahara. What about you?
Oh my god, I'm from the United States.
You are very fun.
I know. Have you ever been to the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's good.
What do you do?
Like me, I'm a student in science computer.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Mm.
How old are you?
14.
14?
Uh-huh.
It's better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I invite you to visit me in Sahara.
I'd love to.
You are very, very beautiful.
Really?
Really.
Have you ever had sex with a younger girl? Hello? 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 I want to fuck you so hard. I want you to just... Can you hear that? If you can hear this, I'm embarrassed. But I want you to ram your cock in my cunt. I want you to spray your cum all over my tits. I want you to fist my cunt. I want you to shove your fist in my cunt. My cunt! Hello? Cunt! 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 My cunt! Stick it in my cunt! Hello? Hello? Can you hear this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello,
oh, hey. Hey, what's going on?
No, just I have a problem with a connection.
Did you hear any of that?
No, I hear you good.
I was just talking about school. Do you have big nipples?
What?
Like, are you married?
No, I'm single.
Really?
Really.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
And do you have a big penis?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Would you spread my pussy lips open with them?
Yeah.
I want to feel you inside me.
I invite you to...
Have you ever fucked a girl in the ass?
Yeah, I invite you to visit me in Sahara.
I'd love to. Would you fuck me in the ass?
Yeah,
with your tongue? Would you tongue fuck me in the ass?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Oh my god, that's so hot. What do you want to do to me? Do you want to fuck me in the cunt? The cunt! Cunt!
There you have it. Tim talks to a pedophile. Let's get into the news of the weird right now. By the way, you guys know I'm trying to raise money to go to this podcast expo. I want to say thanks to a couple people at the end of the program for donating. We're $30 shy of our goal for the week. And if we can somehow manage to scrape up $30 in donations, we'll do some best of shows this weekend as a listener appreciation type thing from me to you. So give me your money. All right, first news of the weird story today. I'm shameless. Border agents arrested a Malaysian man who tried to smuggle suspected pornographic video discs in his underwear into Singapore. Officers conducted a full body search of the man after he was allegedly caught with contraband cigarettes at a border crossing with Malaysia. While frisking the man, police found two video CDs and two DVDs. Where, you ask? Well, they were lodged between his buttocks. You may be asking yourself, what titles were being clenched in this man's ass? Well, I have them here. Don't ask me how I got this information, but I have it. The first video that was found in his ass was Whore Patrol 2, Big Titties in Little Italy. The second video found in his ass was How Stella Got Her Tube Hacked. Just let that settle in. I'm not actually sure if those were the titles in his ass or not, but they are real pornos. Another one that I thought was really funny was, because it's just so inappropriate and wrong, Schindler's Fist. Just awful. There's tons of these, like, weird porno titles. Like, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Foreskin. Fuckfest at Tiffany's. And one last one for you. Harry Pooter in the Chamber of Secretions. So there are some weird porno titles for you. Moving on with the story, Singapore bans the sale and possession of pornography. Importing pornography carries a one-year prison sentence upon conviction for a first-time offender. Possession of pornography carries a six-month prison sentence upon conviction of a first offense. Wow! Holy shit! If I lived in Singapore, I'd be shot execution style for the amount of porn I have on my computer. It's nasty stuff. Ooh, speaking of nasty stuff... This guy emailed me, what's his name, because he deserves some props. Hellbus, that's all he goes by. So Hellbus sent me this link to the Queen of Farts. You know, we've sort of been talking about fart porn off and on Distorted View. And this woman caters to that specific fetish. And she put some audio on her site, so I thought we'd play some of these from the Queen of Queen of Farts website. Right, here's the first sound effect that she posted.
Nice ripper.
Nice ripper. What the hell does that mean? All right, here's the next one.
Oh, the Three Stooges.
Jeez, what the hell? This lady's crazy. All right, got a couple more here. Let's play this one.
All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought it was all in for fun.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
The weasel.
What the? People find this attractive? Got one more, and then we'll never play these again.
I shit my pants. Oh my God.
You shit your pants. That's what you get. It's the Queen of Farts. So I guess it's queenoffarts.com or something. All right, next news of the weird story. Postal worker is charged in coffee urine case. What the hell is going on with this episode of Distorted View? It's the most immature, disgusting episode. We've got phone sex with pedophiles, wet shit, farts, and now pissing in coffee. I love it. This is the episode I want to show my mother. This really gives you a great idea of what Distorted View is all about. A postal worker has been charged with putting urine in the coffee of co-workers. The worker set up a video camera in the break room because they became suspicious. The coffee wasn't tasting right. Thomas Sheehan, 49, of suburban Springfield Township, Ohio, works as a vehicle mechanic for the U.S. Postal Service. He was charged August 5th for two misdemeanor counts for placing harmful objects in food. He was ordered to appear in Akron Municipal Court on Monday. Prosecutors said workers believe Sheehan poured urine into coffee pots in a break room on July 5th and again on July 6th. Suspecting a problem, workers started their own investigation. They set up a camera and caught Sheehan in the act. None of the employees were physically harmed, though. Could have been worse, though. I mean, this guy was disgruntled, but he didn't, like, mow down the employees with a gun, so all's well that ends well, right? Final news of the weird story. Let's talk about dead people. A Chinese man... Wrong. A Chinese man has been told he can carry on storing his pal's dead body in a freezer. Police officers found the corpse during a routine health and safety check. Zhao Li Bei operates a warehouse in the Russian town of Novoskoblovsk. I don't know how to pronounce that. He told police that his friend had died of natural causes 2 years ago. Li Bei said, "I just thought it would be easier to store the body myself. There's so much bureaucracy here. I know the paperwork would be endless otherwise. And I have a large industrial freezer." Prosecutors have said that unless new evidence turns up, the man will be able to continue storing his friend's body in the freezer, as it's not actually illegal in Russia. So there you have it. If you're in Russia and one of your family members dies and you can't afford a funeral, fucking stick him in the crisper with the lettuce or whatever. There you have it. News of the weird for your Friday. Let's do some emails and then we'll call it a week. Marissa wrote in. Marissa says, "Hey, I just donated $20 to your cause. I hope you'll be able to get your $900 in time. I love the show. It's what keeps me going most days, and I can't wait to get the Comfort sticker. Oh, and I do want a song because I personally think your singing voice is lovely." Well, thank you very much, Marissa. Finally, someone who understands my talent. Right? So here we go. Here's a very special song just for you, Marissa.
There's a hero. If you look inside Marissa's wallet, there's $20 with my name on it. That's all mine, baby. No refunds! You can't have this goddamn money back! I need it! It's already been spent. God damn it. Marissa, in your heart, you're a hero. Hero. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a hero.
I don't know. I'm high as a kite.
I can't sing.
So there you go. Holy mother of God, that takes a lot out of you. Because it's coming from the heart, you see. I also want to say thanks to Robert. He signed up for the reoccurring subscription plan, so I appreciate that. And also Richard. He gets a bumper sticker. I really do want to thank you guys for donating money You know, I'm trying to raise money to go to this podcast expo. And, you know, it's Friday, so I know some of you fuckers got paid. Throw a little my way. Just a little. Not a lot. It doesn't have to be a lot. $20 gets you a bumper sticker. $50 donation gets you a 2-CD compilation of 125 episodes of DV. It's almost a new month, right? It's almost September, which means welfare checks will be coming out soon. Don't spend that money on cornflakes for your children. Spend it on me. All right, let's play a voicemail now.
Hey, Tim. Alex here. I just listened to Thursday's show, and guest Newt Blind Girl somehow needs to be worked into every single show.
Yes, thanks. I agree. The deaf mute girl. Talk about offensive. It's time to announce the winner of our bumper sticker contest. Basically, you guys get to come up with titles for the episodes of Distorted View. So today, you listen to the show, think of a funny title, email me, and then on Monday's show, I announce a winner. So today, we're announcing the winner for Thursday's show. Puke wrote in with a suggestion of Deaf, Mute, Dumb, and Dead, which I think is a great title because that's pretty much what the show was about, right? So, Puke, you get a bumper sticker. Actually, I was going to send Puke a bumper sticker anyways, but get this. He says that Puke is in the Army, and I thought it would be cool for him to, like, plaster bumper stickers on, like, you know, tanks or bombs or whatever. Yeah, advertise Distorted View for me. Get this. He says that I hope you can get the bumper stickers to me before November, as after that, I'll be in Iraq. He's going to Iraq, and I don't agree with that. No. It's one thing to be sending troops to Iraq, but you can't be sending my freaks. This war is out of control. So I'm going to be meeting with the president. I am outraged by this. Puke, you can't leave me. Come on, we'll think of something. Here's what I'll do. I'll fly down to Texas, right? And we'll pretend we're gay lovers. We'll get you out of the army real quick. Now, we may have to make out. And maybe a little over-the-pants groping, if you know what I mean. Look, if I have to give you a hand job to prove you're gay, I'll do it. I'm booking my flight now. That's all the time we got on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Check it out over the weekend. Got some crazy news of the weird stories you can read about. You can submit your own. There's pictures of the freaks. Listeners submit their photos, and I have a little scrapbook. Tons of stuff over there at distortedview.com. Voicemail line is 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. It's an oh, God. I got to give hand jobs for my country. Subscribe via iTunes and vote for us at Podcast Alley. And, you know, if you can throw a few dollars my way via PayPal, I'd really appreciate that. Be back on Monday to start a whole new week of shows. Until then, you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Slave, you're not worthy of my delicious